Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Posh Beats Couch once again. Today is the 8th of December 2025. Oh my God, the way this year is running out. Just last week we were here, was on the 1st, and there's already another 8 days, and we only have 3 episodes left this year. Damn it. Actually, we need to celebrate how far we have come. You know, we came here on 1st of September, I remember. And it was just me, myself, and I on the first episode of Posh Beat Couch. And as we've grown, and we've managed to do this season 2, episode 9. We did 5 in the first one. So we've done like roughly 14. So, wow. Big up to me for my consistency. And to you people out there, thank you for supporting me because I feel the love. When I'm on the strip, will come and say like, Posh, I see your program. I see this, I see that. And that makes me feel good because it's a joy and a fulfillment for me that I'm able to, you know, start this program and people are actually tuning it every week to see what I've got to say. You know, I feel humbled and I'm grateful to you guys and to God also. So, yeah, last week, guys, we spoke about AI with Deji. Deji was on the couch last week and we spoke about if AI is actually helping us or is going to take our jobs. But we concluded that AI is not actually coming to take our job. It is actually giving us more ways where we can actually have more jobs. So, and now we concluded also that The one thing we need to do is we need to enhance ourselves. We need to get more education on how to use AI, because AI can be used in any field and any industry. So whatever you choose to do as a career, make sure you back it up with AI, because that's only when AI can take your job. And it's not even AI, it's people that know how to use it that will take your job. So AI is a good thing. We all learned that last week. And today, we'll be talking about what I'm very, very passionate about. The whole reason of me starting this program in the first place, which is about men, mental health. So today's program is about brotherhood as it should be. And you know, God is a miracle working God. During my scrolling online, you know, I bump into this amazing person and I realize he's actually doing a bit of what I'm doing. So for the very first time, the person I have on my cast today is not actually my friend. But then, one way or the other, we've met before, but we were not friends. So I can't claim friendship at the moment. But from henceforth, I'll be able to add him to the list of my friends. Okay. So I reached out to him on Instagram. I was like, bro, I saw what you're doing and I like it. I have a show that has to do with men and I wouldn't mind having you on my show. And let's talk about men and what we face, the struggle and everything. And he was like, I'm down, brother. I'm down. So today I'm so happy and I feel honored that I'm having Dre, that's his nickname, on my show. But before I introduce him, this episode is brought to you by Eclipse Lounge, Lounge and Bar. It's in Berry Road. So you guys, if you want to chill, if you want to have a good time in the evening, you want to wind down, Eclipse Lounge is a restaurant, is a bar, is a lounge where you can actually go and have some good time. So they are the one that sponsored this episode today. And as we do normally, I like to start with a song. And that song will ease us into what we are doing. So the first song I'm going to play today is actually called Lean On Me. You know, as the brothers, we need to lean on each other. We need each other. So this song is by Bill Weather and it's called Lean On Me. And when I'm back, we go dive into the show as it should be today. See you in a minute.
Somebody to lean on.
Yes, Lean on Me. Wow, that's a beautiful song. And that's how I'm going to start the show. Welcome, Dari. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm very well. So now I have a say that I always say on this show, which is, how are you? You know that phrase, it's very simple, but it's massive.
Indeed.
And I've been able to tell some people, that's what the how are you, and they break down. And sometimes with guys, we don't say how are you to each other.
No, we
to
don't.
We just shake and move. What's up?
We keep moving.
Kilon Shelley.
That's it.
Whatever, and we're gone. So I'm actually asking you, how are you? Are you okay today?
Yeah, I'm good. My day's been great, ups and downs.
Right.
But yeah, it's been good. What about yourself?
I'm very well. Yeah, I've prepped myself well for you.
No pressure.
No pressure, obviously. No, we don't do pressure here.
No.
It's a safe space. Posh space, couch. The couch is all about safe space where you can actually relax and be you.
Yeah.
And when I say being vulnerable, I meant that one genuinely from my heart, because my calling is actually to make people feel good.
Wow.
To make people feel relaxed that no matter how the storm is, we're going to overcome it.
I actually believe you say it.
Trust me. I remember my mom used to say something when I was still growing up, before I even knew I'm going to end up as a therapist. She'd be like, if there's a fire, she will walk out, will not run. And that's just the calmness in me. I face things calmly. Like, if there's a fire on the mountain right now, people will be jumping. I want to see, where am I going first? Because when you jump, I might jump inside that fire again.
Yep.
I might end up worse than what I was. But if I can walk and assess that situation immediately, do a quick risk assessment.
You might as well teach first aid course.
So, yeah. So, Dari, for me and my listener today, we all don't know you. Well, I know you to some extent, because obviously I've been on your page and I know what you do.
Yeah.
So tell us about you.
Well, just a quick intro about myself. My name is Dari, or Dre. I mean, the only reason why most people would say Dre is because most people tend to pronounce Dari wrong.
Right.
So they say Dare instead of Dari. Okay. So, so feel free to call me Dari or Dre, whichever is fine with me. So I love everything regarding well-being, apart from what I do in terms of my day-to-day job or whatnot.
Okay.
But I've always been passionate about seven people. And even before I got into the social enterprise aspect, or non-for-profit, whatever you want to call it, I love serving people. I care deeply about people in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's just what I am in a brief introduction.
Right. So I know you do something. It's a charity, isn't it? What you run? You run an organization, isn't it?
So it is not. It's a social enterprise.
Social enterprise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, obviously, people use it.
They
charity.
Use the word.
Yeah. So it is.
So it's called Trailblazing King.
Trailblazing Kings.
Tell us more about that.
Trailblazing King came, so I was already in the social enterprise sector actually before Trailblazing Kings. So that came from my own personal experience about just life and being a black man and being a man and being a black man. And obviously going through mental health and whatnot, and seeing what people around me in terms of what they were going through.
Yeah.
Just a quick introduction in terms of how I actually started. So maybe about two to three years in a couple of 6 months, two of my friends that I know passed away.
Right.
They were people that were fit and whatnot, and we played football together, and they just collapsed. And obviously, I know how much we as men, and then being a black man, and for me, being an African as well in a foreign country as well.
I know in terms
of the pressure and stress we do tend to face and just kind of shoulder. That apart, then I got into Iken as well. A friend of mine invited me into Iken. I was like, Iken, like, really? Like, anyway, let me just go try it. So I started going to Iken with my friend. Then I started going by myself.
Okay.
The first time I went with my friend, I'm like, wow. I'm like, I just couldn't believe how much in terms of how I felt. And I'm someone that naturally, I love my own space as much. So in terms of just being able to be with myself in that space, in the open air and whatnot. So I could see the difference within myself. So kind of like, immediately I went, I'm like, I'm ringing my friends, listen, you're coming to IQ with me. Like, I want other people to experience that. Right. So that came, and Trailblazing Kings came from the stories in terms of my friends passing away and mental health and whatnot, and how much it's helped me. And in terms of like, I'm like, okay. And every time I went on, I can never see any black man. I see black people, women, but not a lot of black people that look. I'm like, you know what? Like, how can I influence? I'm like, okay, what are the issues in terms of if I just ring you, do you want to come? Like, I can, bro. Alaria or wherever, people are not going to come into. So in terms of like, okay, what can I do in terms of what I know with my expertise or knowledge, or whatever, in terms of how can I put something together. So lucky enough, I was into Shisha Enterprise already. Well, I've co-run another Shisha Enterprise called Butterfly Future.
Okay.
So I know in terms of setting up and what to do. So in terms of, I'll obviously start summing up. So that's how I started Trailblazing Kings. I mean, also, I thought, how can I, in terms of, okay, with it, well, maybe we'll talk about the project, but that's just about in terms of Trailblazing Kings.
Wow. That's actually interesting, because I've hiked before, but most of my hiking are when I'm on holiday.
Because
it's part of the things to do.
And,
but in this country, I've actually not been on any hiking.
Well, you're coming.
So I feel like you need to introduce me to that.
Definitely.
I can do more of hiking, because you make it. You know what? In life, it's a lot, this is about how you actually present it to people. If someone told me about hiking, I probably would have said, but now that you've said it, it makes more sense, because sometimes we actually don't know how much we needed something until it actually around us.
Yes.
And now that I'll take that as a challenge.
No, definitely. We will. You're coming to one. Definitely.
I mean, so far you're on the couch. Why would I also be? Of course, I'll be there. Yeah. Right. So one of my first question about today's topic is brotherhood, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is brotherhood to you?
I mean,
what can you say?
I think brotherhood has been different things to me in different stages of my life, in terms of different age. So maybe even from a younger age, what I needed as a brother was different then. Being a teenage, young adult in my early 20s, early 30s, wherever. In terms of where I am now, brotherhood has changed in terms of what I needed. So there was a time where, in terms of like someone I'm going out with every week, That's what I needed then.
That's right.
Playing football, or just someone that is just chasing girls or whatever. I mean, that's what I thought I needed. Growing, and obviously in terms of where I am now, I think even though they look different at different stage, the principle are still the same.
Still the same. That's right.
So, but yes, they might look differently, but yeah, brotherhood has always been for me honesty, like the song you play, just someone to lean on as well, and the thing where I think I'm more, I mean, everything I do now is also for myself as well, as much as I'm trying to get other people to do. So someone I can speak up to, someone I can speak to, and someone to lean on, and in terms of someone honesty is something where I think I'm probably a bit more passionate in terms of that, and as much as all the stuff, because I think with what I've seen, especially in our community, the honesty beats lack, in my opinion, anyway.
So do you think brotherhood has been helpful and also been not too helpful to you?
It has been helpful for me. But then I've seen where it's not been helpful.
Right.
In terms of not being helpful, I think I've always been someone that's conscious in terms of what I'm with, and what I listen to, or I speak to, or I share information. As much as I'm someone that encourages people to speak up, I'm conscious of what I do actually speak to as well. So that is very important to me. So yes, especially being in this country without family, whatnot. So I've had like relationship where it's become, from friends to brotherhood. So I've experienced that firsthand. And in terms of time of need, when I've need, when they've need, without any judgment, but still the honesty, being able to actually hold someone accountable to bro, fix up.
So do you think vulnerability is something women lack?
Yeah, we do. Like I say again, even myself as well, mm-hmm. I'm trying to be as vulnerable as much as I can be. Mm-hmm. And from my experience, I wasn't someone that was very vulnerable. I'm not okay. someone that show. I'm not someone that show emotion. If
which people, I can't blame you for.
Yeah, I'm not someone like that
that's
show.
Old, that's how the, we are all raised.
Yeah, right? I'm not someone that show emotion. And obviously, mm-hmm. over the years, growing and in terms of like, just realizing certain stuff about myself, and I'm someone that wants to learn, though, that wants to develop, that wants to be mm-hmm. better than yesterday. So that's in terms of like, okay, how can I be better? How can I practice this in terms of like being more open and being mm-hmm. Vulnerable to other people? Mm-hmm. And but I'm still very conscious of what I am with as well. So yeah, but definitely we're not vulnerable enough as men, and even much more as black men.
Right. Let's talk about therapy.
Yeah.
Because I believe in therapy. That's what I do.
Yeah.
What's your take on therapy?
I mean, there's a saying online where everyone says we all need therapy. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I have not necessarily had therapy, but I do believe in it. But
sorry to cut you off, because I feel like therapy is different way. So what I do is a talking therapy.
Yeah.
So there's other type of therapy. So which one have you tried, and what do you think about the one that I do?
So in terms of what I was saying was more about talking therapy. Okay. I've never done talking therapy, and yes, I do believe in it, and I think it's not been available for to me in any form. So, but as much as I believe in it, I don't think it's not necessarily for everyone.
Okay.
So, absolutely. But I do believe in is because the father is about speaking up. So whichever way you can get someone to speak up, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm definitely for it. So yes, if you get me on the couch to speak, if that's what is gonna work for me, someone else you might not get them to speak up on the couch. Do you get me? So you might need to do something else. So, but in terms of talking therapy, yes, I do believe, and yeah.
Even with what you do, as when you go with hiking with men. Yeah. I feel like during those time of walking, there might be some conversation that might be going on. And you know, I feel like some of them might be able to connect and actually let something out of their system. Have you experienced that?
So in terms of Trailblazing Kings itself, is about speaking out or speaking up in whichever one you want to say. Mm-hmm. But the icon itself is it too. The way you, obviously in terms of I'm not a therapy by profession or anything, mm-hmm. but I'm just trying to do it in terms of, so creating it for me, what is important is creating this space
for men to open up and
for black men in particular in this case to open up. So in terms of just doing that, yes, I have had experience where when you get, so taking people on hike mm-hmm. is more just about getting them to be in a safe environment, safe space for them to naturally feel like they can talk.
So if
I'm with you, I'm with other people, like people that are like you, like-minded, mm-hmm. and it does come natural. So in my experience, the last one we had last month, like you would, like the amount of conversation, we started literally because what we do is we get 90 seats, so everyone is in the same place.
Okay.
So we can start conversation from there. When we got to the peak, we had conversation. So naturally people just open up. Being in that environment, it's hard to explain. And all my friends that came with me, they were literally like, wow, when is the next one? That's literally the conversation.
That's the best.
When is the next one? Because the relief, and just, it wasn't forced. It didn't feel like a chore or something like, I'm doing this. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So there's a sense of achievement. There's a purpose for all of us. We're trying to get to the peak. And things just come, whatever comes to your mind, you just naturally open your mouth. And by the time, you know, someone else is going through it, or you just speaking about something else with someone else. So it feels natural, just literally like walking.
Yeah, yeah. Just like walking with a friend and you're having a gist.
Yeah.
But before you know, something that's actually bothering you will start coming out. Yeah. Do you think that's a form of brotherhood?
Yes.
Or that's the way that brother can be formed?
Personally for me, I think in terms of our from brotherhood is through experience and mm-hmm. through life, and in terms of journey of life, mm-hmm. working, I like the same thing, like going on an hike or whatever, trying to get to the peak or whatever. So even if I've known you for 5 years mm-hmm. and you've been through ups and downs, that's literally what you do on hike. You go down, you go to the mountain,
that's right.
You sleep,
someone grab you. pick you back up again.
Literally, it's literally everything that happened on the hike. Like, I think one of my friends wrote a poem after, okay, which I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
After the hike, I think we were about six that went to the last one.
Okay.
Five people actually fell down. Wow. But obviously we held each other up, no one is gonna fall down to you. I mean, mm-hmm, like, okay, if you've not got the right footwear, how can I support you? You lean on my shoulder, literally, like this song. You know what I mean? So it's literally what we do with life. You experience that in the physical aspect, if I should say that.
Wow. I love that. I love that. So how can we help each other in this journey of life? Because you have experiences.
Yeah.
And I have experience. And what I've realized is, because we don't talk more, you actually don't know that what you're going through, I'm going through, or I've gone through it.
Yeah.
So how can us as a man, boys, how can we relate better with each other by actually, you know, helping each other along the line? Because this is a journey that we are. You know, remember, women have brunch they go to all the time. They have this, their morning brunch and this, and, you know, they go for spa, they go for all this thing. What do you think we men should be doing, or how can we help each other better than just going to club or just vibing? How can we get more, you know, have a brotherhood?
I think in my opinion, again, in terms of what I've seen, I think so much of, we've always thought we've got brotherhood,
mm-hmm,
in the sense that we do so much stuff together.
Right.
And in terms, like you said, we play football, we, mm-hmm, go gym, we go clubbing. But in terms of the substance, in terms of what we, the purpose of it, or what we do, mm-hmm, when we think we're having that brotherhood, or let's say we're in a bar, what do we talk about? So that's where, in terms of, like, we don't necessarily speak about things that actually, maybe the substance of things we speak about and the honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll come back to that honesty again. So yes, there's different from a brotherhood already in our community. Like, we all think, like, this guy is my brother. Do you get me? Like, but is it actually your brother?
Do you get me?
So in terms of, can you actually be honest with the person? Like, bro, this is what I'm going through. Or even if I tell you, like, oh, this is what I'm going through, what are you going to say? Or in terms of, like, just having the right people, in terms of, like, even when you open up to people, they're actually the right person to open up to. And in terms of their advice, in terms of what they tell you, I mean, there's a simple example I can give. Let's say you're married or whatever, mm-hmm, and your friend is married as well, and obviously, mm-hmm, you want to step out on your wife, and if you we've got a friend with someone that does that, and you say, oh, this is what I'm thinking, come tell you guy, fix up, like, mm-hmm, what's the issue, why are you doing this? Do you get what I mean? Like, in terms of, okay, yes, you might not be happy in your marriage, mm-hmm, whatever, do you get what I mean? But if it's someone you tell, that is your brother. If it's someone you tell and say, ah, my guy, carry on, do you get what I mean? So it's different. There's no honesty, there's no, okay, yes, you might be going through this, let's find a solution rather than quick fix or whatever, do you get what I mean? So yes, brother, we can come in different ways. There is enough, but in terms of what we can do is more speaking up, mm-hmm, and on just being honest. And yes, if as much as people say men should be vulnerable, mm-hmm, yes, we should be vulnerable, but we do still have the duty of who we are vulnerable to.
I was going to touch on that.
So in terms of who we are vulnerable to, mm-hmm, that is on you in terms
it's
of
It's very,
that.
Very
yeah.
important.
So it's very important. And yeah, obviously, there is people where obviously men in general, like, you've opened up to a girl or whatever, and it's like, it's not necessarily understood where you're coming from. Like, nah, I'm never doing this again, whatever. So we not create that little fence, like, you know what, I'm not doing this thing. Yeah, you fix up or whatever and stuff. So, mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow, it's getting tense. So, right. let's take a quick break. So, this song I'm going to play for you guys now is called, it's a old song by Two-Face. Mm. It's called See Me So. See Me As Your Brother. Yes, it's a whole tune, but it's actually quite relevant to what we're talking about right now. So, guys, listen to this song, See Me So by Two-Face. I'll be back in 1 minute.
As you see me so, I no send you,
I no send you.
But that one no mean say, I know they wish you well, yo. I mind my own business and I don't give a shit, but I still they feel you, yo. Cause we are one in the same one struggle, hustle, bustle, bustle. Plus without you, there'll be no one to call my brother. I say without you, there'll be no one to call my neighbor. I say without you, there'll be no one to show I care. Oh, without you, there'll be no me. That's why I say, I don't want you to look at me like a stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
I don't wanna come across to you like just another nigga. I know you cannot trust nobody, but you have to trust someone. Oh, that's why I want you to see me as your brother. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, brother, yeah, 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 brother, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah, oh, brother, yeah. See me as your brother. See me as your brother. Listen. As you see me so, it do my rhythm, don't bless me, yo. But that one no mean say, I will come this start to pose, yo. See, we are all gifted and unique in our own different ways. But we are one in the same one struggle, hustle, hustle, hustle. Just without you, there will be no one to call my lawyer, my doctor. I say without you, there will be no one to call my baba, my dancer. I say without you, there will be no one to call my African queen. Oh, without you, there will be no me. That's why I say, I don't want you to look at me like a stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
Don't wanna come across to you like just another nigga.
Just another nigga.
I know you cannot trust nobody, but you have to trust someone. Oh, that's why I want you to see me as your brother. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, brother, hey. Oh, hey, hey, brother, hey. See me as your nigga. As a hypothetic nigga. Oh, see me as your brother. Oh, oh, brother, yeah. You do my rib bless you. You do my rib bless me, oh. You do marry, bless us, oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You do marry, bless you. You do marry, bless me, oh. You do marry, bless us, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, see me as your brother. See me as your brother, look me like a nigga. I say hypothetical nigga. See me as your guy, yeah. See me as your nigga. See me as your nigga, I say hypertech nigga. See me as your brother, see me as your brother. Why don't you look like your sister? Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. See her like your sister, and look me like your brother. Oh, 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 brother, yeah. Yeah, brother, and you supposed
to love one another. Oh, brother, on Radio Africana.
Basically, gets me into the mood of whatever I'm doing.
On Radio Africana,
the best radio station ever.
Yo, I heard about that on the radio.
There it is.
Welcome back, my people.
Right.
You know, I've been catching up with Dari, also known as Dre, the founder of Trailblazing King, which is an iKing community. And he told us how that has helped, as a brotherhood. How also, I've promised to also come on the on iKing with him. So that can also, you know, I might also be able to get one thing or the other. Right. Let's talk about the community and the culture that we have as a black people, because I think that's the one of the major issues we have when it comes to opening up. Do you think that plays a significant role in reason why we men don't actually talk about how we feel?
I think men in general
right?
Yeah, I mean, from men in general, in terms of being the way we've been raised to, like,
to man up,
just shoulder it, yeah, suck it in wherever, wherever you want to say it. So, but then being African, being black, I think across the black community,
I think it's twice harder.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like that.
Yes, it's even more difficult in terms of like just opening up and saying exactly how we feel. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, that plays an impact in terms of different aspects of our life as well. Personally, for me, I think, let's say for me, obviously, in terms of, I mean, I'll probably open up in terms of, for me personally, I would say there's obviously stuff that's happened in my life in terms of life that's helped me in terms of being what I call being broken.
Okay. Okay.
So in terms of being broken, for me, it's maybe when I lost my mom. It was a situation where it was very difficult, where I needed to lean on, even that I didn't open my mouth. People had to tell people for me that Dre actually lost his. I remember actually losing my mom.
So you couldn't even tell anyone?
If it was up to me, I probably wouldn't tell anyone.
In terms
of how much that I've literally
how closely
experienced.
You are.
Yes. Mm. In terms of how much, in terms of I've experienced this myself even other people around me. So, yes, when I lost my mom, I didn't ring anyone. I just went home. I can remember I lost my mom that night, literally just went home and I couldn't hold it. I was living alone, literally just pacing down the street by myself.
Wow.
I think someone else found out. I can't remember how my brother found out. Literally came over. So next morning I went to church. Didn't say anything to anyone as well. Like, someone else had to go tell my pastor. I was serving in church as well. Like, literally didn't say anything.
How do you feel at that point in time for you to be able to show that all that within you? What's going on inside of you apart from what people can see in your face? Because I feel like that's actually the what we've just said is a big thing.
Yeah,
because I feel like a lot of men, people in general, we're not emphasizing on men at this point, go through a lot of things and people cannot see in their face, but inside of them they are burning. So you, as a person that you've been into, how does it feel inside of you going through that moment?
So I think for me at that moment, because like I said, I'm someone that loves serving and I love serving, so for me to deal with that situation, it was a bit of different aspects in terms of like, okay, I cannot do anything about it.
Absolutely.
So as much as not speaking up is not good, whatnot. So it wasn't necessary. Yes, I was burning, but how can I? Yes, it's happened. Like, my mom was probably the closest person. Like, the situation I was as well. It wasn't a situation where I would be able to go back home for the funeral. So, but in being in that situation, what can I do about it? I literally can't do anything about it. So I'm someone of faith as well. So obviously faith in terms of that helped me. It's helped me in terms of dealing with stuff as well. So, but what I can do at that moment is go to God. So for me as well, so that's the way for me to deal with it. So yes, for someone else, it might be weed. Might be drink. It might be wherever. So
absolutely.
I did use other stuff as well. Not just God, because at that moment, it was a lot of pain or what. So, but just being able to, not being able to speak up or not wanting to speak up, I have experienced that, but then I think from that moment is kind of broke me as a man. I think the level is just like, okay, it just something shifted within myself someone I care so much. So the experience and whatnot, like, okay, I've gone through this. How can I support other people?
That's right.
So I'm someone that I always find,
So it might have turned the thing around.
Yeah, I find how can I, my pain or whatever, I believe I went through the purpose. I went through everything I've been through. I went through for a reason, So how can I impact? So wherever I do in life is, I need fulfillment, I need impact. So if I'm not making an impact, if I'm not being fulfilled, I won't do it. So it's always been something that's been instilled in me. I don't know where, but I think probably, a bit of obviously faith as well is coming into that. So being impactful and obviously, so going through whatever experience, how can I make use as an impact? Like I say, going on Ike, wherever, like the effects, I'm like, yo, next person and wherever, like how can it feel the same thing?
Wow. Right. So as an emotional well-being person that you are, you know, sometimes there's actually there's a support around for people, but sometimes people don't take the support. Right. How can we navigate that side of people? Is there a reason why people always reject support?
Yeah, I mean, like... even when we've been on Ike as well, I can see, let's say, even within the group, you can see when someone actually need help as well. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, like, just hold them, like, no, I'm good.
Because we do that a lot.
Yeah, so it just comes naturally. Even me, myself, that, I mean, like, as much as I'm this, well-being, wherever, there's so many aspects of my life where obviously I'm still trying to catch up.
Do you think we see ourselves, is it weakness for us? That's why we don't want to take that help? Or
I mean...
Is it ego or weakness? Because I want to... I see the difference.
So for me as a person, I believe obviously every man, we do need our ego.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's just everything comes down to how you manage it in terms of the balance of, so if your ego is there and it needs to be here, you won't come. So we do sometimes people, depending on experience.
Right. Yeah.
So over time within myself as well, I'm not, like I said, everything I'm saying, I've been dreaming, I'm not someone that would ask for anything, like, because I'm someone that is self-sufficient as well.
Right, which is good.
It is good, but then doesn't mean you can't.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
even the people that have told me in the past, like, I feel like you don't need me in your life. So
I've been there.
So it goes into relationship with women as well, do you get me? Because you're like, I can do this. I've been blessed where I'm blessed with loads of skills as well. So I would say I'm quite intelligent, whatever. So I can move without necessarily without anyone. So I don't necessarily need. But then what's the word? No man is an island or whatever.
Yeah, no man is an island.
So
absolutely.
I'm kind of like, you know, like I actually need to reach
God
out.
God would
to
have created man alone. Yeah. But I thought, let me create a woman.
Yeah. So realize obviously, like, it is not a weakness to say I need help.
Right.
So it comes down, but without, in terms of getting support, the original question.
Yeah.
I think we need to start with our circle.
Okay.
If let's say I know you and I can't say, Foshpe, how do you think I'm gonna go to the government or to go to where they support? So if we can't, so for me as a person, it's like, okay, even with the Ike, any black guy I know, I'm like, yo, I'm doing this. Like, if you've been Ike, if you've not been, I will immediately tell them, like, because if I can't start with him, like, how can I build out?
Baby
step. Yeah, baby step. So my brothers, people that are close to me, like, you need to get on this. So, but then if the experience is, then I think it might be easier for them to say, okay, maybe I'm going to ring 111 to say, this is how I'm feeling. I need a therapy, or I'm stressed. Because the thing as well is, it does go into other aspects of our life. As much as we might think stress, it does affect every aspect of our life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, and some of the, as a community as well, some of the stuff that does actually cause the stress, we need to look at it as well. Before it actually gets there as well. So how can I help wherever and stuff? So I would say, yes, reaching out to your inner circle first,
inner circle,
and obviously
first,
baby step.
And out from there.
Because if you're telling a 40-year-old man to say, reach out, he's not done it for 40 years.
Oh, yes.
So everything
that's
is a process.
That's right.
So do you know what I mean? So be gracious to yourself as much as like, oh, I'm going to be this guy that's going to speak out or speak up or whatever and stuff. Like, you've got to that. I didn't get here by just, do you know what I mean? So it's going to take time.
So we have to be intentional.
Yeah.
And then, when the help comes, you'll be able to at least navigate it.
Yeah, and be gracious to yourself, even if it's just one person, because obviously trust does come into that as well. Even if it's one person you trust, and be intentional about being more open to the person, and it can be your wife, it can be your brother, wherever you see fit. That has your trust or you trust enough. So start there and see how far you can go with it.
Right, I'm going to ask one last question before I go. So, being the person you are, your passion and everything.
Yeah.
What is one habit that women should learn to, as a coping skill?
Oh.
Like you think is a necessity. Especially emotion. I feel like we all need one thing that we say, okay, I have this.
In terms of coping, as in what? Coping.
Emotionally.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, I think that question is very loaded. It's loaded. So when you say coping, is it because the way I see, even when people talk about vice, and lucky enough, me and someone had a conversation about vice and whatnot. So I think you can do different stuff. I believe so much in balance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So even if you're someone of faith, or you're someone that loves fitness, or you want to see a therapist, or whatever it is you want to use, you can. So
that's where I'm going.
Whatever it is you do, as much as you don't want to be too self-reliant, not being reliant, like, oh, I can't do anything without speaking to my therapist. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything without going on the hike. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything without drinking or smoking or going to the gym or wherever. So I'm someone that loves fitness as much as, So at some point, fitness has been some kind of coping. And over time, I've kind of shifted my mentality in terms of like what I am, and I was very conscious about in terms of what level I can get to and how... Yeah, just how intentional I am in terms of getting into fitness, whatever it is, I'm always conscious about that. I try to get balance as much as I can.
Balance. So that's the... Basically, balance is a very important thing that every man or woman even out there
but good luck. Should have.
But it's a hard thing to actually navigate. And I agree on that because I think people, we are all extremists most of the time.
Yeah.
It's either you do it high or you actually put it on the floor.
Mm.
But it's... Finding the balance is always one of the most difficult things that we actually go through. So I agree that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said last question, but let me ask the last question now before then. And that's, now that you've been on Poshmish Couch, what do you think, because I ask everyone this question.
Yeah.
What do you think about Poshmish Couch? What's your say?
No, I mean, I didn't, obviously, I think being on Instagram, I can't remember how I came across the page. And immediately, as much as I've not been on a talking therapy or whatever, but the idea, I think, is very important, is needed. And what you're doing, do you know what I mean? Like, I followed, immediately I saw the page, I'm like, wow, do you know what I mean? So, being a black man as well. So, one of the things, the project I'll be doing as well, the idea is to get actually black men who are therapists, and obviously I've been on a lookout to like, which there's not many.
Oh, there's not many at all.
There's not many. So, do you know what I mean? So, yes, you can be a therapy as a man, but being a black man, you can relate to some of the stuff, even wherever it is you're from, as far as you're black, I think. If you're mixed race, if wherever, as far as you're being classed as a black man, we all looked at the same way. If you're Caribbean, if you're American, wherever it is you've come from, is a black man.
We understand each other's struggle
better. Yeah, so in terms of what you did, I think, yes, definitely needed. And obviously, creating is important to create a safe space. It doesn't matter whatever tool you're using. So let's say for me, Icon is a tool I'm using in terms of creating that safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So it's a way to reach out to people. So, and that's what you're doing. So yeah, definitely love it.
Thank you very much. I love that. So basically what we're trying to say today is vulnerability is okay for men.
Yes.
And as a friend, as brother, man, uncle, whatever you call yourself as a boy, because it starts from when you're young.
Yep.
You need people around you.
Mm.
And these people, you just need to be able to, what's that? Discernment spirit, I think.
Discernment, yeah.
So you might be, because you can be vulnerable and that can lead to your destruction.
Yep.
So you have to find a balance of who to open up to, because opening up is very, very important.
Mm.
You know, when I share your burden,
there's
an idea that said, burden shared is half solved. It's actually true.
Mm.
When I share your burden, I feel better.
Mm.
You share mine, you lighten up mine. So brotherhood, as it should be, should actually us be able to count on each other. financially, emotionally. If I'm going through something, I can't pay my rent this month, I should be able to say, brother, I'm going through this. It's hard. Don't get it wrong. It's hard. Not everybody will do it.
Yeah.
But I think you need to get to a stage where you have some circle that you can actually say, okay, I need help or I need this. And that's how brotherhood, that's how it should be. So, Darry, thank you very much for this episode that you've been here. I've actually learned a lot, and I'm sure people from home also have one or two things that they've learned on today's episode.
Yeah.
Right, before we round up, let me quickly do my rants of the day, because I've been told that I'm leaving rants of the day out of my show, and people actually love that part. Even though I've... So what I would do, in 2 weeks' time for Christmas bonus... So I'm going to do an episode with Bill on rant. So everybody just send your rants to my email, send it to Instagram, send it to TikTok. Do all your rants. I'll pile them up together and I'll do a whole episode where I will tackle each people's rants one after the other. Then everybody can feel better. So right, rant for the day is actually about this restaurant that are popping up these days, and they are selling food with no meat. Then you have to buy the meat separately just to take off money off us.
Jollof,
what do you think?
Jollof rice.
Jollof rice, to be precise.
Okay. Jollof rice, you know, £25 for a jollof rice with no meat.
Right, Daddy, what do you think about that? Because I feel like people are hungry.
I'm a very calm person, but now I won't be calm at that situation. I won't be calm now. There's no way I'm getting £25 of rice without no meat. Like,
no, I
I'll be ranting myself.
I think that's a big deal for me too, because I'm not paying 25 quid without getting meat. In fact, it should come with everything.
Meat.
Abundance of meat, as a matter of fact. I know we are going, the economy is bad and everything, but,
but
that doesn't mean we can't eat meat.
No.
So I feel like that's the...
No, it should come with meat, fish as well for 25 quid, I'm sorry.
It should come with meat and fish. So please, guys, if you have some restaurant like that, I think like you guys should probably just... Don't go there and find some other places to go, you know? And then when they said, someone said, when they said assorted, they only put bokoto.
Cow skin for people that don't know about
Cow skin, yeah.
Cow skin, skin. Bokoto is cow skin.
Anywho.
A cow leg? Yeah.
Cow leg.
Cow leg.
Right, guys, I think it's been fun. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed the show today. And unfortunately, we have to leave because my time is up. But I'll carry on TikTok, guys. Well, yeah, it's done for today on the show. Once again, the show is sponsored by Eclipse Lounge and Bar, where you can actually... They sell their meats with... They sell their jollof rice with meat. Okay, guys? They sell their jollof rice with meat. So you can actually go there and get your food. I mean, if you want to order, you know, some separate meat, that one is available. But the jollof rice actually comes
with meat.
So on that note, I'll round up for today and I'll say, God bless you and I'll see you next week, guys. You had the other corner, I was sipping on power.
have your kitty. I'm gonna get what's your. I'm gonna fuck you for you. Then I fuck with you, baby. Get your way so deadly. I wanna love you, daddy. I wanna love you, daddy. Say you want to on that G. Walk me like daddy. Come back my body. Come back my body.
Every night and every day we juggle. I go fall out every day to make a jingle.